Navedtra 14265 Alpha, Utilitiesman Basic. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 13, Air Conditioning. 1. What is the process of conditioning the air in a space to maintain a predetermined temperature-humidity relationship to meet comfort or technical requirements? Air conditioning. 2. Temperature, humidity, and air motion are interrelated in their effects on health and comfort. What is the term given to the net effects of these factors? Effective temperature. 3. Which chart aids in calculating the effective temperature when given sufficient known conditions relating to air temperatures and velocity? Psychometric. 4. What is the range of effective temperatures that most people feel comfortable in called? Comfort zone. 5. What is the amount of water vapor in a given volume of air? Humidity. 6. What is the amount of water vapor in a given amount of air in comparison to the amount of water vapor the air would hold at a temperature if it were saturated? Relative humidity. 7. What is used to determine relative humidity? Sling psychrometer. 8. The summer comfort zone extends from 66 degrees Fahrenheit effective temperature to which effective temperature for 98% of all personnel? 75 degrees Fahrenheit. 9. The winter comfort zone extends from 63 degrees Fahrenheit effective temperature to which effective temperature for 97% of all personnel? 71 degrees Fahrenheit. 10. The dew point depends on the amount of what in the air? Water vapor. 11. What is the primary factor that determines what temperature and humidity are required to produce comfort? Velocity of the air. 12. What is understood to consist of a heat transfer surface for heating and cooling, a fan for air circulation, and a means of cleaning the air, motor, drive, and casing? Air conditioning unit. 13. Which type of air conditioning unit is understood to be an air conditioning unit that is complete with compressor, condenser, evaporator, controls, and casing? Self-contained. 14. Air conditioning units that are self-contained may be divided into how many types? 2. 15. Window-mounted air conditioning units usually range from 4,000 to what BTU per hour in capacity? 36,000. 16. Most window units are equipped with what that maintain a fixed dry bulb temperature and moisture content in an area within reasonable limits? Thermostats. 17. Floor-mounted air conditioning units range in size from 24,000 to how many BTU per hour? 360,000. 18. Self-contained units should be checked regularly to ensure they operate properly. Filters should be renewed or cleaned. How often at a minimum? Weekly. 19. What removes heat from one place and puts it into another? Heat pump. 20. What is energized once the thermostat is put in the cooling mode? Reversing valve. 21. Heat pumps operating at temperatures below what accumulate frost or ice on the outdoor coil? 45 degrees Fahrenheit. 22. As the outside temperature drops, the heat pump runs for longer periods until it eventually operates continually to satisfy the thermostat. What is it called when the heat pump capacity exactly matches the heating loss? Balance point. 23. What are used for air conditioning large tonnage capacities and for central refrigeration plants serving a number of zones, each with its individual air cooling and air circulating units? Water chillers. 24. For chilled water air conditioning, the two most commonly used water coolers or evaporators are the flooded shell and tube, and what else? Dry expansion. 25. What has the primary purpose of liquefying the refrigerant vapor? Condenser. 26. Which type of condenser has a low manufacturing cost but is difficult to service in the field? Shell and coil. 27. Which two impurities form a hard scale on the walls of water tubes that reduces the efficiency of the condenser? Lime and iron. 28. When the condenser tubes are not accessible for mechanical cleaning, the simplest method for removing scale and dirt is to use inhibited acid to clean the coils or tubes. What is this called? Chemical action. 29. What must never be added to acid? Water. 30. How often, at a minimum, must refrigerant coils be cleaned? Annually. 31. Fan bearings with grease fittings or grease line extensions should be lubricated with which type of grease that is free of chemical impurities? Lithium base. 32. Which type of cooling tower is designed to cool water by means of air moving through the tower at the low velocities prevalent in open spaces during the summer? Natural draft. 33. What must be placed on all sides of a natural draft tower to reduce drift loss? Louvers. 34. A wind velocity of how many miles per hour is generally used for a design of natural draft cooling towers? 3. 35. Which type of cooling tower is provided with a top-mounted fan that induces atmospheric air to flow up through the tower as warm water falls downward? Induced draft. 36. For each ton of refrigeration, cooling towers will evaporate about how many gallons of water every hour? 2. 37. Cooling tower makeup water is the sum of drift loss, evaporation, and blowdown. The drift loss for mechanical draft towers ranges from 0.1% of the total water being cooled and as much as 1% for better designed towers. 0.3. 38. What is the machine used to withdraw the heat-laden refrigerant vapor from the evaporator, compress it from the evaporator pressure to the condensing pressure, and push it to the condenser? Compressor. 39. Compressors may be divided into how many types? 3. 40. Which type of compressors are used in small sizes only, and their use is limited almost exclusively to domestic refrigerators and small water coolers? Rotary. 41. Which type of compressors are used in large refrigerating and air conditioning systems? Centrifugal. 42. Reciprocating compressors are made in fractional horsepower for small, self-contained air conditioners and refrigeration equipment, increasing in size to about how many or more tons capacity in larger installations? 250. 43. Most belt-driven, open-type of compressors under how many horsepower use a splash-feed lubrication? 3. 44. Large tonnage units are always which type of compressors? Semi-sealed. 45. Which term merely means that the motor rotor and compressor crankshaft of the refrigeration system are made in one piece, and the entire motor and compressor assembly are put into a gas-tight housing that is welded shut? Sealed. 46. Which type of compressors are generally associated with refrigerators, water coolers, and similar small-capacity equipment? Rotary. 47. Which type of compressors are used in large refrigeration and air conditioning systems, handling large volumes of refrigerants at low-pressure differentials? Centrifugal. 48. Which type of compressor has two different offset spiral disks to compress the refrigerant vapor? Scroll. 49. What is an adjustable, temperature-sensitive device which, through the opening and closing of its contacts, controls the operation of the cooling unit? Thermostat. 50. What may be defined as a humidity-sensitive device controlling the equipment that maintains a predetermined humidity of the space where it is installed? Humidistat. 51. What is the temperature where boiling or condensation occurs? Saturation temperature. 52. For automotive applications, there are how many basic types of air conditioning compressors in general use? 3. 53. Which type of valves generally are used to control the intake and exhaust of the refrigerant gas during the pumping operation? Reed. 54. Which type of compressor changes rotary motion into reciprocating motion? Scotch yoke. 55. Which type of valves decrease the temperature difference which would otherwise exist between the compartment temperature and the surface of the cooling coils? Suction pressure regulating. 56. How many types of suction pressure regulating valves are in use? 3. 57. What usually appears as an oily residue at the leakage point in the system? Refrigerant leak. 58. In accordance with which act, the Environmental Protection Agency has established that all technicians who maintain or repair air conditioning or refrigeration equipment must be certified? Clean Air Act, Charlie Alpha Alpha. 59. Unlike the automotive certification program, standard air conditioning certification is divided into levels corresponding to the type of service the technician performs. How many types of certification are there? 4. 60. Distributed air must be clean, provide the proper amount of ventilation, and absorb enough heat to cool the conditioned spaces. To deliver air to the conditioned space, air carriers are required, which are called what? Ducts. 61. Which type of air ducts take air from the conditioned space and distribute it back into the system? Recirculating. 62. There are several types of supply duct systems that deliver air to rooms and then return the air from the rooms to the cooling or evaporator system. These supply systems can be grouped into how many types? 4. 63. Ducts may be made of metal, wood, ceramic, and what else? Plastic. 64. Room openings to ducts have several devices that control the airflow and keep large objects out of the duct. These devices consist of diffusers, grills, and what else? Registers. 65. What deliver fan-shaped airflow into a room? Diffusers. 66. What control the distance, height, and spread of air throw as well as amount of air? Grills. 67. Grill cross-section pieces block about what percent of the air? 30%. 68. What are used to deliver a concentrated airstream into a room? Registers. 69. What balance airflow or can shut off or open certain ducts for zone control? Dampers. 70. Which type of dampers should be installed in all vertical ducts? Automatic fire. 71. The two most popular types of fans are the axial flow, propeller, or what else? Radial flow. 72. Which term basically means sizing the ducts and adjusting the dampers to ensure each room receives the correct amount of air? Balancing a system. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.